That second game was the one that really hooked me. This time it was Ashley instead of Hugh, who went skyrocketing toward 100 points, enthusiastically helped along by Ronnie, who dumped the bitch on Ash's hapless head at every opportunity. I was dealt the queen only twice that game. The first time I held it for 4 consecutive tricks, when I could have bombed Ashley with it. Finally, just as I was starting to think I'd end up eating it myself, Ashley lost the lead to Hugh Brennan, who promptly led a diamond. He should have known I was void in that suit, had been since the start of the hand, but the Hughes of the world know little. That is, I suppose, why the Ronnies of the world so love to play cards with them. I topped the trick with the bitch, held my nose, and honked at Hugh. That was how we said booyah in the quaint old days of the 60s. Ronnie scowled. "Why'd you do that? You gotta put that dick snacker out." He nodded at Ashley, who was looking at us rather vacantly. "Yeah, but I'm not quite that stupid." I tapped the score sheet. Ronnie had taken 30 points as of then. I had taken 34. The other two were far beyond that. The question wasn't which of Ronnie's marks would lose, but which of the two who knew how to play the game would win. I wouldn't mind seeing those bogey movies myself, you know, sweetheart. Ronnie showed his questionable teeth in a grin. He was playing to a gallery by then. We had attracted about 6 spectators. Skip and Nate were among them. "Want to play it that way, do you? Okay, spread your cheeks, moron. You're about to be cornholed." 2 hands later, I cornholed him. Ashley, who started that last hand with 98 points, went over the top in a hurry. The spectators were dead quiet, waiting to see whether I could actually hit Ronnie with 6, the number of hearts he'd need to take for me to beat him by 1. Ronnie looked good at first, playing under everything that was led, staying away from the lead himself. When you have good low cards and hearts, you're practically bulletproof. "Riley's cooked," he informed the audience. "I mean, fucking toasty." I thought so too, but at least I had the queen of spades in my hand. If I could drop it on him, I'd still win. I wouldn't make much from Ronnie, but the other two would be coughing up blood, over 5 bucks between them, and I'd get to see Ronnie's face change. That's what I wanted most, to see the gloat go out and the goat come in. I wanted to shut him up. It came down to the last 3 tricks. Ashley played the 6 of hearts. Hugh played the 5. I played the 3. I saw Ronnie's smile fade as he played the 9 and took the trick. It dropped his edge to a mere 3 points. Better still, he finally had the lead. I had the jack of clubs and the queen of spades left in my hand. If Ronnie had a low club and played it, I was going to eat the bitch and have to endure his crowing, which would be caustic. If, on the other hand...